Students, today we will discuss second module of computer system and organization. In the last module, we discussed computer and its characteristics, basic architecture of computer, role of different units of computer, types of memories used, and system bus. Today, we will be discussing about the classification based on operation and configuration. Computers can be classified based on their operation into analog, digital, and hybrid. Digital computers operate essentially on digital data. It gives the result with more accuracy and at a faster rate. Most of the computers available today are digital computers. Analog computer is a computing device that works on continuous range of values. It gives approximate result as it deals with physical quantities that vary continuously like voltage, temperature, pressure, etc. Hybrid computers. Hybrid computers or computing system exhibit features of analog computers and digital computers both. The main objective of designing this computer is to perform very complicated calculations. Classification based on configuration. Configuration typically includes processing speed, the amount of RAM used, hard drive space, types of video card we use, size, cost, and performance. Based on computer configuration, classifications are supercomputer, mainframe computer, mini computer, and microcomputer or personal computer. Supercomputers are the fastest and most powerful type of computers. They are very expensive and are employed for specialized applications which need lots of mathematical calculations. The usage of supercomputer is in weather forecasting department, in nuclear research area, and for animated graphics, petroleum exploration, fluid dynamic calculations. In those areas also supercomputers are used. Mainframe computer, a very large and expensive computer capable of supporting hundreds or even thousands of users simultaneously. So mainframe computer is also equally powerful like supercomputers, but the difference is mainframe computer can handle huge amount of data in the databases. The fastest and most powerful computer among these two is supercomputer, mini computer, a mid-sized computer which lies between workstations and mainframes. This mini computer is a multi-processing system capable of supporting from 4 to 200 users simultaneously. But these type of computers are obsolete nowadays. Microcomputers or personal computer. Microcomputers are small in size and it has low cost. In microcomputers, CPU is contained on a single semiconductor chip. That's why it is named as microcomputer. Microcomputers are general purpose computers designed for individuals. It comes in different shape, size, capacities. Desktop computer is a type of microcomputer designed for individuals. Laptop computer looks like notebook computer, which is portable personal computer. It can contain all the features of a desktop computer. It is easy to carry from one place to another. Palm top computer is a hand-sized computer. It has no keyboard, but the screen serves both as an input and output device. And workstations. It is also a kind of microcomputer or desktop computer which is used in a network. So the computer which is a part of the network is called workstation. Now we'll be discussing about the mobile devices. Modern mobile phone is like a small computer in hand. They have less processing power as compared to computer system. Working on a mobile phone is essentially a two-way radio consisting of a radio transmitter and a radio receiver. Every mobile phone receives power from a connected battery. Its power is limited. A subsystem which provides power to mobile phone needs to be charged after a certain period of time. Mobile phone components. A circuit board, as brain of the phone, is required, an antenna, a liquid crystal display, a keyboard or a touch screen, a microphone, a speaker, and a battery. Mobile processor and mobile memory. About that we'll be discussing now. Mobile processor is the brain of smartphone. Modern mobile phone is like a small computer in hand. It has two main sub-processors. One is communication processing unit, another one is application processing unit. These are the two important sub-processors used in mobile processing system. Communication processing system helps in making and receiving call on a mobile phone. Application processing system helps in controlling all operations of the mobile phone, which is used to process various applications. Apart from that, there is a supporting unit called GPU, graphics processing unit, which handles all graphical applications and visuals of mobile phone. System on a chip. All independent units of a mobile system is placed on a single chip, which is known as system on a chip. Mobile memory. Memory includes RAM and ROM. RAM equals the main memory of the computer, while ROM is the device internal storage, which can be compared with the hard disk of the computer. The bigger the RAM, the more software the phone runs smoothly. External storage. In some cases, mostly Android or Windows operating system, an external micro SD card is required to do further expansion of storage capacity. Functions of different components of mobile device is in the next slide. RF transceiver, which receives and sends radio signal from or to mobile device with mobile network. SIM. SIM is nothing but subscriber identity module, which is an integrated circuit that stores the international mobile subscriber identity number and its related key. It is used to identify and authenticate subscribers on mobile communication system. Battery pack. Batteries hold huge amount of energy to keep mobile devices running for hours together. Battery management. An electronic system which manages the chargeable battery, such as by protecting the battery from operating outside its safe operating area, monitoring its state, calculating secondary data, reporting the data, etc. All these operations comes under battery management. Battery charger. It is a device used to put energy into a secondary cell or rechargeable battery by forcing an electric current through it. Touch interface. Keyboard based, where user have to press the key to command the mobile device, but touch screen, where user touch the screen to give commands. Communication processor, which is used to create an interface between radio signal management and APU or GPU, application processing unit or graphical processing unit. APU, a microprocessor, processes application based data. That is application processing unit. GPU is a microprocessor which processes graphical data, that is how to display data. Codec. Codec is a short form for coder decoder. It is a device used to encode audio or video data. ADC. ADC stands for analog to digital converter, and DAC stands for digital to analog converter. Memory. It includes RAM and ROM. As I said, RAM can be compared with main memory of the computer. ROM can be compared to the device internal storage, like hard disk. Camera unit, different components to take pictures using signal processor. External storage supports an external memory SD card to further extend the storage capacity. Now we'll be discussing about softwares. Software is a set of programs which is designed for specific purpose. Hardware cannot work without software. It behaves like an interface between hardware and user. Software is a computer program that provides instructions and data to execute a user's command. It is a set of programs which is designed for specific purpose only. For example, Microsoft Word, presentation, that is PowerPoint, MS Excel, Adobe Photoshop, etc. Softwares are basically of two types. One is system software, another one is application software. System software helps the user hardware and application software to interact and function together. These type of computer software creates an environment or platform for other softwares and application to work with. So, system software provides a platform to handle application software. What is application software? Application software helps to perform specific application or task. Making a document or making a presentation or handling database, etc. are coming under application software. What is system software? When we start switching on computer, it is the system software that is initially loaded into memory. Unlike application software, the system software is not used by end users like you and me. It only runs in the background at the most basic level while working with application softwares. Let us quote some examples of system software. Operating systems, compiler, interpreter. These are the software, system software, which are initially loaded into the memory. Operating system. Operating system is a system software which is an interface between the hardware and the user. It is like a resource manager. It manages the whole computing system. It controls all resources of hardware. It manages various application softwares. It develops an environment for the user where user can give commands and can receive outputs. There are different types of operating system like single user operating system, multi-user operating system, time-sharing operating system, and so on. Single-user operating system are simple operating system designed for a single user to manage only one task at a time. For example, MS-DOS is a single-user operating system. Multi-user operating system allows same data and applications to be accessed by multiple users at the same time. That means more than one user can operate this operating system. This operating system supports more than one user. Linux and Unix are example of multi-user operating system. Time-sharing operating system, which allows execution of more than one task or processor concurrently. For this, the total processor time is divided amongst different tasks, and every process needs a stipulated time period. So after the time period for one task is over, the CPU shifts to the next task for processing. So this is one kind of operating system called time sharing operating system. Multi-processing operating system. This processing operating system takes place in parallel and is also called parallel processing. Each processor works on different parts of the same task. It may happen that for the same task, different parts of the same task can be done by different processors. Or two or more different tasks can be handled by different processor parallelly. Since execution takes place in parallel, they are used for high-speed execution to increase the efficiency of computer. Another type of operating system is distributed operating system. This is very popular on network. It allows shared data or files to be accessed from any machine on the network to make the user feel as if his data is available on his workstation itself. Though the person who is handling the operating system is having the feeling that it is his computer or his workstation is doing the work, taking the entire resource, but it is accessed, all the resources are accessed from different machines available on the network. Language processors. Computer understands instructions in machine code, that is in the form of zeros and ones. As it is difficult for us to write computer programs directly in machine code, the programs are written mostly in high-level languages. That is, human understandable language with proper syntax rule or syntactical rule for every language. Examples are Basic, C++, Java, Python, etc. A program written in any high-level programming language is called the source program or source code. The source code cannot be executed directly by the computer. The source code must be converted into machine language to be executed. So, the program which translates from source code to the object code is called translatory system software, and it can be an assembler or compiler or interpreter. The assembler is used to translate the program written in assembly level language into machine code. The language processor that translates the complete source program written in high level language into machine code is the job of compiler. The language processor that translates a single statement of source program into machine code and executes it immediately before moving on to the next line. That means one line execution will be done. That is the role of interpreter. Next is utility software. A utility software is one which provides certain tasks that help in proper maintenance of the computer. The job of utility program is to keep the computer system up to date so that it can run smoothly. Nowadays, many utility softwares are part of the operating system itself. Even if there is no utility software on your computer, the computer can work. But with the help of utility software, the computer becomes more reliable and its processing speed also increases. Some of the commonly used utility softwares are antivirus, disk defragmenter, backup, compression, disk cleaner utility, etc. Antivirus is the utility software which detects and removes computer viruses. Disk defragmenter, the memory is used in the memory area as small chunks and they can be accessed or retrieved randomly. Sometimes when a memory chunk of appropriate size is not available, the operating system breaks or fragments the files, resulting into slower access to files. A disk defragmenter scans the hard disk for all fragmented files and brings all the fragmented portions together. That is the job of disk defragmenter utility software. Backup. Backup is the utility used to create the copy of the complete or partial data stored in a disk. In case the hard disk crashes or some other system failure occurs, the file can be restored. Compression utility. This utility is based on compressing large size files. Compression is useful because it helps reducing resource size and the file transmission on the networks will become simple. Disk cleaner utility prompts the user to delete unnecessary, unwanted files to create more space on the disk. We discussed about the computer basics, which are very much needed for the computer system and organization. Thank you.